I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. There's a charity in Spain called Clowns Without Borders. Their mission is to bring comic relief to places of great misery, the refugee camps in and around Goma in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo certainly qualify. Goma, by the way, is the answer to our geo quiz. The Spanish clowns are there to entertain some of the refugee children. Their tour in Congo is being coordinated by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Francesca Fontanini is a spokeswoman for the agency.
The clown today, they start their first performance in Kibati camp. The camp is like 15 kilometers from Goma. This morning, it was a huge crowd in the camp. It was like a big surprise, let's say, for the many children, for more than 6,000 children. So at the beginning, in a way, they were very surprised, some even scared. But then later on, thanks to the performances, they started to laugh, they started to interact with the four Spanish artists that came from Barcelona.
I'm wondering if any of these kids have ever seen a clown perform before.
No, the majority they didn't see. So for this reason, at the beginning, was a lot of surprises, a lot of question marks.
Who came up with this idea? It sounds like it could either work really well or it could fail pretty badly.
Yes, this idea came from Clowns Without Borders. So they were considering like some country where were to act for refugees. Mainly they work with refugees in different countries like Indonesia, Thailand, Cambodia, Syria, and former Yugoslavia. But for internally displaced, will be like the first time. So they were a little bit curious as well to see the difference between a displaced person in his country and or the refugee person that crossed the international border.
So what did they do? What's their act like? Describe it for us.
So what did they do? They tried to represent, like in a ironic, a little bit way, this what this child they went through, and then they use a lot of instrument as well to explain the message. A lot of games, the music, bicycles. So they tried as well at the beginning to explain the situation, like in a form of theater. But then they will come up with a solution in a nice way, in a always with a happy ending, and together with the children.
Did the clowns have the traditional big red clown noses?
Yes, exactly. They are from the shoes, or from the trousers, or from the t-shirts. They wear the typical clothes of the classic clowns.
I would imagine that the camp where the clowns performed are pretty crowded, pretty grim places. And wondering if a clown performance is really the most important thing that they needed. I mean, food and clothes and things like that more naturally come to mind. Why did you decide to try this?
Because we have already some psychological post-trauma programs already for these vulnerable people like children. But we are trying to introduce in our program and trying to take it from a different approach. So it's a different way to relieve the suffering of all these people, especially children who live in this such a critical area like refugee camp, internally displaced camps, or conflict zone. And so we bring a kind of contemporary, let's say, clown, circus team, kind of a workshop, interaction with the community in a way to celebrate together and forget for a moment the tension, the darken of their past and also what they are dealing every day. So it's a little bit bringing like hopes.
Francesca Fontanini is coordinating a Clowns Without Borders tour of refugee camps in the DRC. Today, they're in the city of Goma. That's the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Thank you, Francesca.
Okay, bye.